with SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Not everybody's focusing on Tuesday's New Hampshire GOP primary. While President Trump and former South Carolina Governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley were hitting the hustings in the Granite State, Florida Governor DeSantis was stumping in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
We've got a lot of problems in this country. I don't think I need to say much about the problems. I think we all know it. I think we're a lot of short on the solutions right now. I look at these guys in Washington, and they're like chickens with their head cut off. They don't get anything done.
South Carolina's primary is just weeks away, February 24th. Meanwhile, in New Hampshire, former President Trump is holding a double-digit lead in the polls, telling voters that Haley doesn't have what it takes to lead America's foreign policy.
I know her very well. She's not tough enough. She's not smart enough, and she wasn't respected enough. She cannot do this job. She's not going to be able to deal with President Xi. She's not going to be able to deal with Putin and Kim Jong-un and all of the people that you, the very fine people you have to deal with.
Also at SRNnews.com, forecasters issuing warnings across most of the U.S. as brutal cold weather continues to push southward.
Bitterly frigid air spilled into the Midwest from Canada on Friday, and several states had advisories. This comes amid warnings of wind chills down to minus 30 degrees through Sunday morning. The National Weather Service predicts temperatures could drop as low as 15 degrees below zero in portions of Arkansas, Mississippi, and Missouri.
Andrew Stewart reports that frigid weekend weather follows 2 weeks of storms blamed for at least 61 deaths nationwide. In the divisional championship games this weekend, the Ravens beat the Texans 34-10. They'll face the Chiefs-Bills winner. The 49ers best the Packers 24-21. They'll play the winner of the Lions-Buccaneers. SRN News. The American Academy of Pediatrics goes all in on transgenderism.
The country's premier child doctors association says states that ban sex change operations on kids are engaging in, quote, state-sanctioned medical neglect and emotional abuse. A statement by the AAP also calls efforts by state governments to keep youngsters from undergoing those irreversible surgeries in an effort to live as the opposite sex are, quote, transphobic and prejudicial. Healthcare experts in Europe are calling the AAP statement unethical. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers debating whether to forego more than $1 billion in federal K-12 educational funding annually. The problem is the money comes with a federal requirement that state schools promote the LGBT agenda. At least 20 states, including Tennessee, have approved a ban on boys competing against girls in school sports. This is SRN News. Mexican Marines detained one of the top leaders of the Gulf drug cartel.
That cartel had kidnapped four Americans and killed two of them in March 2023. The suspect was arrested in the state of Nuevo León and identified as La Quina. That was the nickname the state previously listed on a wanted poster for José Alberto García Villano in 2022. Tamaulipas state prosecutors had offered a $150,000 reward for his arrest. John Scott reporting.
Student and legal advocacy groups are petitioning the U.S. Department of Agriculture to lift the interview requirement for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program applicants to receive food aid, arguing that the interview requirement is burdensome and prevents those who qualify for food aid from receiving it. The government agency is reviewing that proposal. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.